Sunday, May 24th. Praise the Lord for Sundays. Days of quiet and thinking and resting and catching up. At 9:30, Jim and Adam A. Kane came in and told us goodbye. And then, to my amazement, we went to church again at St. Mark's. I had thought after our experience of an hour and a half last Sunday, including the ballet, that probably we wouldn't be going back soon. I'm always glad to go to St. Mark's. We stopped by afterward for a quick cup of coffee at the Valentis. And little Courtney MacPherson, who at 4 or 5 is as flirtatious and delicious as she'll ever be at 20, took over Lyndon as her special beau, which he just eats up with pleasure. And on the way out the door, he leaned over to kiss her, and the waiting battery of cameramen snapped it under one heading. There was the caption, "That kind of day." After lunch, Lyndon got in some golf, finding on the course George Mahon, whom he brought home with him. George lingered while we had a drink, and presently the members of the Security Council, Secretary Russ, Secretary McNamara, Mr. McCone, General Taylor, Mac George Bundy, all arrived for their dinner session, into which George got enmeshed. Well, maybe it's a good thing for the chairman of the Appropriations Committee to hear at close range some of the problems they face. I, of course, after just a drink with them beforehand, melted away to a night of reading and desk work.